Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 88. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to yet another episode. I'm so glad you're here. Before we get started, I want to ask you a favor. If you like this show and haven't yet left a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on, please take the time to go do that whenever you get the chance. Now, today's Friday Fundamental. This week's Friday Fundamental is determining value. Determining value of real estate is both a science and an art. From the initial analysis through more in-depth due diligence, real estate investors are constantly determining the value of properties and searching for properties that are undervalued. Now, multifamily properties and single-family properties are valued differently. And for the sake of this conversation, we'll classify properties as 1 through 4 units as single-family properties. Since single-family homes can easily be compared to one another, they are valued based on other similar homes. For example, a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1,800 square feet house can be compared to other similar 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom houses in the area. You can compare apples to apples. This is how the value of single-family homes are determined. Typically, a licensed appraiser will perform a comparative market analysis to determine the value of the property. Multifamily properties, on the other hand, are not valued the same way. Since it's much harder to compare a 20-unit Class C property to a 160-unit Class A property, multifamily properties cannot be compared to one another based on square feet, amenities, etc. Rather, multifamily properties are valued based on the income they produce. This value is derived from two numbers, the net operating income, or NOI, and the capitalization rate, or cap rate. The NOI is simply all of the income minus all of the expenses, excluding the mortgage. The cap rate is a measure of return if one paid all cash for the property. Typically, cap rates range from 5 to 10%, depending on the property type, location, condition, etc. The value is calculated by dividing the NOI by the cap rate. So let's say you have a property that creates $50,000 of NOI. This property is a Class C property, but has been well maintained. Let's say the going cap rate for this property type is 8%. So we take the $50,000 of NOI divided by the 8% cap rate to give us a value of $625,000. These are the main differences in how multifamily and single-family properties are valued. One's with comps, the other with income. With single-family properties, appraisers have a tough job. Unfortunately, sometimes their assessment of a property's value doesn't always match that of the buyers or sellers. However, the bank will only loan based on the appraisal, so that appraiser's assessment carries a lot of weight. It's not a perfect system and can sometimes cause deals to fall through. Now, investors have their rules of thumb they like to go by. For example, a 1% rent-to-value ratio, or a price per door dollar amount. These are all useful for a quick analysis of a property, but to determine a more accurate value, you need to do a more in-depth analysis of the property. Understanding these basic valuation methods will help you analyze deals and make good, sound offers. Now, for a couple of great property calculators, I recommend the BiggerPockets Rental Calculator for single-family properties and Michael Blanc's Syndicated Deal Analyzer for multifamily properties. Both are linked in the show notes if you'd like to check either of those out. So with that, get out there, analyze deals, make offers, buy income-producing rental property, and you'll be well on your way to building wealth and achieving financial freedom. That wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I hope you're getting value from the show. If you've liked what you heard, please leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. For more information, resources, blogs, or to connect with me, visit www.jacobayers.com. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.